The Robinson-Huron Treaty First Nations have announced the appointment of the Honorable Harry S. Laforme to lead the office of Mizginawi in the ongoing annuities litigation. Laforme is Anishinaabe from the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation, where he was born and raised and where some of his family continue to reside and remain active in First Nation leadership. Dr. Alan Ojig Corbière from York University describes the Mizginawi as traditionally being the keeper of the pipe, a keeper of wampum or other records, and perform other described duties for the Grand Chief. In the role of Mizginawi, Laforme will examine issues and engage in consultations with the members and communities of the Robinson-Huron Treaty Anishinaabeg, reads a release from the Robinson-Huron Treaty litigation team. The Mizginawi, in collaboration with the Robinson-Huron Treaty leadership, will engage in information sessions about the Restoule case and any possible settlement that may arise from the ongoing negotiations with Canada and Ontario. The information sessions will ensure that Robinson-Huron Treaty beneficiaries are aware of the governing structure of the Robinson-Huron Treaty Litigation Fund, formulas for distributing any global damages awarded through the litigation or settlement amount agreed to through negotiations, and additional information regarding settlement of the litigation, if settlement is achieved. The Office of Mizginawi, led by Justice Laforme, will fill a critical role in ensuring our communities and beneficiaries have accurate information and that their voices are heard, said Duke Peltier, a trustee and former chief of Wequimkong Unceded Territory. Laforme is known for his extensive background in First Nation leadership and law. He served as co-chair of the Independent National Chiefs Task Force on Native Land Claims, Chief Commissioner, Indian Commission of Ontario, and Chair, Royal Commission on Aboriginal Land Claims. He taught Rights of Indigenous Peoples at Osgoode Hall Law School. In January 1994, he was appointed a judge of the Ontario Superior Court of Justice. At the time, he was one of only three Indigenous judges ever appointed to this level of trial court in Canada. In November 2004, he was appointed a judge of the Ontario Court of Appeal, the first Indigenous judge appointed to an appellate court in Canada's history. He retired from the judiciary in October 2018 and joined Olthuis Clear Townsend, LL.P. as senior counsel. Upon appointment by Canada's Minister of Justice and Attorney General in March 2021, Laforme led consultations with over 215 international and domestic experts to make recommendations for an independent wrongful convictions commission, and the resulting report delivered to the Minister in November 2021. In 2022, Justice Laforme was awarded the Indigenous Peoples Council by the Indigenous Bar Association and the Order of Canada and has been gifted numerous eagle feathers. He received the most recent one in Bawating, Sault Ste. Marie, from the Robinson-Huron Treaty leadership. Leadership from the Robinson-Huron Treaty First Nations is confident Justice Laforme has the right skills to complete this important work on behalf of leadership, said Chief Dean Sayers of Batchewana First Nation. Although our negotiations with Canada and Ontario are still ongoing, it is important that we continue to engage with our communities about the annuities case. Progress continues to be made in negotiations between Robinson-Huron Treaty Litigation Fund leadership and the governments of Canada and Ontario. Those negotiations remain confidential. You can find more information on the Robinson-Huron Treaty litigation here and the Wa'awindamaguan Robinson-Huron Treaty First Nations here.